Street Shepherd with Steph Harmon. True stories of Jesus on the streets, reaching the broken and lost. Chapter 28. The Eagle Guide. The trail ended, and I wondered how best to get back, and asked God for help. The warm October air promised a good workout as I headed up into the nearby hills for a bike ride into a new area not explored. I rode through the oak and eucalyptus trees, the sandy soil giving way under the tires. It is important to get outside, to get into nature, God's creation, to listen, to see, feel, and smell, but most of all, to let your heart do all of those, your spirit. Modern humans have assembled for themselves a mostly artificial environment of walls, ceilings, doors, and locks. We were meant to stare at the heavens as we go to sleep. Across the world, billions of people look at a TV screen and get lost in stories and fantasies. And during the day, we look at phone screens and do the same. The electric Kool-Aid, the drug of choice and prescription-free. With every petal fall, I see something new. The red ants hustling over the grains of sand, carrying dreams of tunnels and more. The monarch butterfly wafting on air, better than any Russian ballet dancer. Up and up I climb on the bike. To my right is a major U.S. freeway, 101, where cars and trucks carry their own dreams of buying things, getting them home, packing it away. We're not so different than ants in that regard. And yet we are very different, made in God's image. That image is meant to create, to express, to love and share, all of which we are told to deny in this world, where the love of money has blinded many. Off in the distance, a vineyard screams green at the sky for grapes, not yet seen but promised. I climb higher still, the antenna towers loom ahead. Hundreds of thousands of people beam conversations, thoughts, and more through these edifices, these new Tower of Babel. There is an endless noise of a busy world where the smallest social media flea begs for attention. I climb higher still, away from the noise, the screens, the stories and fantasies, the love of money. There is something at the top of any mountain that Moses knew. It is partly the view, indeed, an overview. At the top, I ponder the silence here. Even the cars far below now just sound like wind. From the peak, I discover there are many ways down. Some of them old trails that dead end. Others are coyote paths, carved through the bushes, chasing rabbits or other prey. I could go down the same way I came up, but it seemed a long way out of the way as the western sky peered to my right. My heart in tune with the Lord of creation, I stop and sit. Lord, send me your eagle to show me the way, I ask. For two eagles had moved into the area a few months ago. I hadn't seen them this high up before, but then again, I hadn't biked this far before. A few minutes later, this eagle showed up and cried out. It then zoomed down to my right, headed west. Putting foot to pedal, I raced that way and found a wide open road I had no idea was there. It led all the way home. Find your quiet place out in nature. Talk with God. All of creation yearns to interact with us. Put away the screens and fantasies for a little bit of the day, because what God has made holds so much more. So much more. You've been listening to Street Shepherd, the podcast. I'm Step Harmon. I really appreciate you listening. And be sure to share these testimonies with others of Jesus on the streets. Once again, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. And God bless.